Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Diary Podcast. I'm your host, Angela Borges, and I created this space for the busy, successful woman who has tried it all when it comes to weight loss with not long-term success. In this podcast, I'll show you exactly how you can break through the dieting cycle and achieve your health and weight loss goal without restrictions, tracking, or compromising your tight schedule. Listen in for practical nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle tips and strategies, all designed to help you live your best life, living in a body you feel healthy, happy, and confident in. This is the Healthy Diary Podcast. To today's episode, I'm super happy that you are listening in. And in this episode, I wanted to share a little bit about my journey. I'm a nutritionist specializing in helping women lose weight without tracking, without restrictions, and without spending hours at the gym or in the kitchen. But the thing is that I wasn't born as a nutritionist. I wasn't born as a healthy eater. I wasn't born with a healthy lifestyle. I'm actually someone who has struggled with her weight for many, many years, from when I was 13 years old. So I just wanted to share a little bit about my story because you might relate with it, or you might learn something from my mistakes, from my journey, and you might use it in your own journey. So it all started when I was 13 years old. Before that, I was a professional dancer from the age of 5 all the way to the age of 13. And I used to train 3 to 5 hours a day. I remember waking up at 5 a.m., training for 1 hour, then getting ready for school, going to school, coming back home, having my lunch, and then going to train for an additional 2 to 3 hours. And that was my life as a kid. And the thing is that I knew nothing about weight gain. Like, it wasn't part of my vocabulary back then. The moment that I stopped dancing and I stopped my career as a professional dancer at the age of 13, of course, I stopped training. I used to train a lot. So I went from training 4 to 5 hours a day to not training at all. And at that age, I started gaining weight like there is no tomorrow. I freaked out. So I told my mom. And my mom, she signed me up at a local gym. So I found the gym very, very boring because I used to do very high intensity workouts when I was a dancer. And the gym for me was like, what is this? I'm falling asleep doing these classes or stepping on the treadmill. I didn't enjoy it at all. And because I was gaining weight quite rapidly, I went to see a nutritionist. And they gave me a diet that, oh my God, I still remember the diet. It was a cup of papaya, which I love, with, I believe, 2 boiled eggs. That was my breakfast. Then for my lunch, I would have like a piece of a steak with some salad. And I believe my dinner was some sort of soup with some protein on the side, pan fried chicken or something like that. So that was kind of like my diet. And I couldn't sustain it for very long because I love food. Like, I was someone who would eat 2 plates of food for lunch because I was training like crazy. So I could eat basically whatever I wanted and as much as I wanted. And I didn't really struggle with my weight due to the amount of movement and exercising that I was doing. So this is where it all started. And because I was hating the diet that I was given, I tried other things. I was born and raised in a country called Peru in South America, therefore the accent. And in Peru, we celebrate what we call the quinceañeros. So when girls turn 15, they have this huge party. So this is when I started attending lots of quinceañeros. And I wanted to look good. Of course, I wanted to look good like everyone else. And my first, I guess, restrictive approach or extreme approach were skinny teas. And I did this with my mom. And I used to drink the skinny teas right before going to these parties because I wanted to have a flat belly. And they worked, but they were horrible. They will give you the worst pain in the world. And then you had to run to the toilet. And we had one toilet at home. And my mom and I, we both drank the tea. So we were both like fighting over the toilet. Oh my God. I know, too much information, but that's what it was back then. And after that, I just tried every single diet under the sun. Like, I've tried things like the Dukan diet, which I can't believe that I had to read a book to eat, because this was gifted by one of my friends. She gave me the book and I think I followed it for 2-3 days, because then I was like, this is too much. I need to read a book to freaking eat. There's no way this is happening. I tried carb blockers that were like BS. I went low carb. I've never really tried keto because I love my carbs. I grew up eating rice every single day. I love my bread. I love my potatoes. But I did try some sort of low carb. It didn't work for me, as you could imagine. I've done things like Carnitia Cambodia. This was like a supplement. Whatever you're thinking about in terms of diet, I probably tried it. If it exists, I probably tried it. I can't even remember. There were so many. And one of my latest approaches was calorie tracking. So I actually signed up for a program. I don't want to say the name of the program because it's quite well known here in Australia, but it's a macro tracking program. And I tried that and I lost weight. And I got to my lowest weight in my adult and teen life. I got to about 51 kilos. And I think when I was 14 years old, I was about 54. So I was in my late 20s at 51. This is when I hit my lowest point when it came to my relationship with food, because I got very, very obsessed with macro and calorie tracking. And even though I was very, very lean, I still wanted to lose more weight. And I remember that I lost my period. I was losing more hair than normal. I normally lose hair, but I was losing more hair than normal. I was super cranky. I had low levels of energy. Like, I will get tired really quickly. I was very restrictive when it came to eating out. Like, I didn't want to go out and eat out with my husband. And I stopped seeing friends because I didn't want to go out and have to worry about food. So I was living a very unhealthy relationship with food and a very unhealthy lifestyle as well. And this is when I started seeing food as numbers. So for example, instead of thinking, oh, I want steak and potatoes for dinner, I was more so about have 200 calories left for dinner. What can I eat with 200 calories? It got very obsessive to the point that I started binge eating. I remember I hate granola bars. I don't like granola bars. I don't eat granola bars. And my husband, he likes granola bars. So he used to buy granola bars to have for his snacks. And then I remember going to the pantry and grabbing his granola bars and I was eating them nonstop. And then I would ask myself, what the hell am I doing if I don't like eating granola bars? So I started developing these very unhealthy behaviors. And I got to a point where I was like, this needs to stop. I can't be living my life like this. I'm about to turn 30. And what the hell? I don't want to live my 30s with this like unhealthy relationship with food and this unhealthy lifestyle. So that's when things changed for me. And this was probably in about 2017, because in 2017, we went on holidays to Europe during the European summer. And I remember I was looking at photos and I didn't like the way that I looked. I don't have a lot of photos when I was overweight because I deleted them or I photoshopped them. Yes, that's what I used to do. And I got to a point where I was like, something has to change. I really can't keep living my life like this. I don't want to spend my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 70s worrying about weight loss, worrying about the way that I look, worrying about my health. I want to do something sustainable, something that not only makes me feel happy, but also it's something that helps my mental health, not something that I'm thinking about all the freaking time. I was really like mentally exhausted from it. It wasn't just the physical side of things. It was the mental side of things that I was just tired. Just thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God. So this is when I decided to learn more about nutrition and I started my studies. So I got qualified as a nutritionist, but I also did a lot of studies. I attended a lot of events and conferences where I learned lots about mindset. So evidence-based nutrition is fantastic, but also mindset, because that is exactly where most of the work needs to happen with your mindset. It was the same for me. So then when I decided to change the approach completely, and first thing that I did is I stopped tracking calories and I learned how to portion my meals appropriately. And this is something that helped me not just at home, but it's also that helped me when I was living my life outside of home. And the other thing that really, really helped me as well was to reconnect with my hunger cues and to actually understand what it feels like in my body to be hungry and what it feels like in my body to also feel full and satisfied and to be able to stop them. I wanted to become the person who can leave food on their plate if she feels satisfied or once she feels satisfied. And that's exactly who I became. For example, when I go out and I eat out with my family, with my husband, I order what I want to eat. Yes, of course, I make sure that I order something with protein, I have some veggies in, but I don't go for the healthiest meal on the menu. I go for what I want to eat. If I want to eat pizza, then I will be like, okay, I'm going to order a pizza, maybe a pizza with a little bit of chicken. So I'll make sure that I have some protein. I'll order some rocket on the side to have some veggies, some greens, but I'm not going for the salad with the boiled chicken or the pan fried chicken. I'm going for the pizza because that's what I'm craving. That's what I want to have. I have the pizza, but I'm also really good at stopping when I feel satisfied. So I don't overdo it. And this is something that I really needed to work on because I grew up in a culture and with a family where leaving food on the plate was not the right thing to do. And I feel like most women in my generation, in kind of like the mid-30s to the mid-40s, we've been raised by that older generation who made us feel guilty the moment that we left some food on our plates. And that's something that is fixable. It's a skill. You can learn it. Don't let that be part of your identity, or don't let it define you. You can work on that. And this is coming from someone who really struggled with it. So I had to learn that. And it really, that was the game changer for me, really reconnecting with my fullness cues. Because the moment that you do that, what you will notice is that you can give your body what it needs, but you can also stop when your body tells you, I have had enough. I don't need more. It's one of the most powerful skills that you can develop for weight loss and weight loss maintenance. Then I stop restricting. I don't restrict. I eat what I want and I stop when I feel satisfied. And that really helped me with my relationship with food, which, as I said before, it wasn't the greatest relationship with food. So there was a lot of work that went into it. But that's really what helped me, because right now I can have some ice cream sitting in the freezer. I can have some pastries in the pantry and I don't think about it. I just go and grab it when I feel like it. But I can have some cookies sitting in the pantry for months. Like, I don't even think about it. Sometimes I buy snacks and I put my snacks in a separate like a snack area. And after a few weeks, I'm like, oh, I forgot that I bought these. And that's exactly like kind of like the relationship with food that I wanted to have. I didn't want my day to be defined by my food choices, or I didn't want to wake up and think about food or what I'm going to have for breakfast to lose weight. I just wanted to live my life and make food one element of my life, not my whole life. I also started focusing on movement that I enjoyed, because back then when I was calorie tracking, I was macro tracking, I was also very obsessed with exercising like a maniac. And if you are an all-time follower on Instagram, you will know that I used to wake up at 3:30 a.m. Mm-hmm, to hit the gym at 4 a.m. and I used to leave the gym at 6 a.m. So I used to spend 2 hours at the gym Monday to Saturday. It was a non-negotiable for me. So I used to work out a lot and tracking my calories on top of that, I used to put my body under a lot of stress. Right now, I just do movement that I enjoy. And most of the time, that means just walking. I love walking. I can walk for hours when I have the time. But my non-negotiable is a 30 to 45 minute walk. And I do things like reformer Pilates. Those are basically my two things right now. I do enjoy resistance training. I'm not doing it right now, but something that I want to start incorporating again, and because it just makes me feel strong and good. I love it. But I also want to do it probably every second day, twice a week or 3 times a week. I don't think I will ever go back to the amount of exercise that I used to do in the past, because it wasn't healthy either. It's important to have a good relationship with food, but it's also important to have a good relationship with exercise. size and not using exercise to compensate for your bad eating choices. It's important that you do exercise because it helps with your mental health, your physical health, or it just gives you a break from life, a break from the kids, a break from work. Those are the reasons why you should be exercising. So I also got really good at meal prepping. I was named the meal prep queen for a reason. And I started meal prepping back in 2018. And since then, I've been very, very consistent. The thing is that back then, I used to spend 4 hours on Sundays meal prepping for the week. And look, I'm not complaining. I used to enjoy it. I probably did have the time back then. But right now, I just don't have the time to spend 4 hours on Sunday. So right now, I spend 15 to 30 minutes on Sundays to meal prep for my week. And that has really helped me with, first of all, reducing food preoccupation during the week. It also helped me stay on track because it's easier to stay on track when your food is ready in the fridge than having to think about what am I going to cook? Do I have the ingredients? Do I have enough protein? That's the recipe for disaster. And also it just helps reduce the amount of decision fatigue that we spend when we have to make these decisions. You are already making lots of decisions in the day. Make sure that your food isn't taking a lot of your mental power and that you get it sorted one day for the whole week. That way it's going to be way easier for you to really stay on track without having to put in a lot of effort. So those are the things that really helped me lose 11 kilos effortlessly. And I have been able to maintain my weight loss easily since that happened. So it's been more than 4 years now. And I don't track my food. I don't weigh my food. I don't restrict. I don't do any sort of dieting things. Like, I just live my life. And I'm not saying all of this to make you feel that I'm better or anything like that. I'm sharing this to show you what can be possible for you, because sometimes we need to see it from someone else. We need to see someone else doing the things that we want to do to really start believing that this can be possible for us as well. And this is the reason why I share my clients' testimonials on my website, on my Instagram, inside my Facebook group, because I want women to know that you can achieve similar results as well. You just need the right approach. You just need the right methodology to get there. And this is possible for you. So I'm a nutritionist and I went through this journey myself, but I've also helped hundreds of women who have gone through this very similar journey. And if you want more of that reinforcement, you can go to my website and there's a section that I call client testimonials, and you can read and listen to all of those testimonials that I have from my clients to really help you understand that this can be possible for you. Effortless weight loss maintenance can be possible for you. If I've done it, you can do it too. You just need the right approach. And that's exactly what I want to start sharing with you inside this podcast, the tools, the resources, the strategies that can help you achieve similar results. So I hope that you found this helpful. If you can relate with anything that I said today, or if you found any sort of like takeaway that you will be using in your journey, just let me know in Instagram. You can find me as The Healthy Diary, and that's @the_healthy_diary_. And just let me know like what was the main takeaway and if you could relate with it. And if you have any questions as well, I am always happy to help you out inside my socials. And of course, don't forget to hit subscribe over here so that you can be reminded or you can be notified every time that I release a new episode. And thank you so much for listening. I will chat to you in our next episode.